Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalit and Tezvah, winding down Hilchos Kiddush. Just to clarify one thing from yesterday, just because it came up with a number of people, and that is, even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha lemaisa, and this long beer halacha, that you should be makbid for the Shir Chazanish, or the Shir Noy de Bihuda as he refers to it, which is double the just about double the Shir of the Reb Chaim Noah, and just over a vias is just over 5 ounces, about 150 cc, and therefore he says your cup on Friday night, which is Daraisa, for Daraisas you should be machmir for that shita, and for the Rabbanans you could be makel for the other shitas. The Mela for Kiddush Friday night, he says, since Kiddush is Daraisa, one should be makbid to be mekadish on a kais which could hold a shear of revius of just over 5 ounces. However, the amount you have to drink, the Kiddush is Daraisa, but the drinking the wine, Bepash, is not Daraisa. The Mela says in Mishnah Berurah, all the way to the end of this long bir halacha, he says, certainly you could be mekel and you do not have to do a bigger shear, a rave of a revius of the deraisa. You could do a rave of a revius of a derabanan, which is much, much less. It's about 1.5 ounces to 2 ounces. Berach. This is not the case. You don't have to do it. Only by Pesach we're makbid to do Rave the case. But by Friday night we're not makbid to do Rave the case. And therefore you can do Rave Revius. That's with regard to Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud. What's that? Mali Lugma. Which is Rave Revius. Sif Yud Dal and Sif Tazov, just to be Pasha be Masakim the Shitas Vizero. There's a bunch of different shitas. The first, Sif Yud Dal, the Iker. Right, exactly. The whole box for Kiddush Friday. Kiddush. Is there any other time that it's the right? It's never the right. The drinking. The. You're mechuyev to drink, but it's not. You have to drink Rav Kais. Yeah, but the Rav Kais doesn't have to be a big Kais. In that. Because they're Avon. Sif Yud Aleph. The Iker halacha is that lechatchilo, everybody agrees. Lechatchilo, even though it's machlekes, the machaber brings out a machlekes, two different shitas. Lechatchilo, everybody agrees. As a mekadish, the person that made kiddush should be toyim. Lechatchilo, he should drink a malei lugma. Everybody else doesn't have to drink at all. Mitzvah min hamufchor is that everybody else should drink. How much? A tiny bit. One drop. Now we're getting into shaylas. If you drink this maimer amuzgar, maybe we'll see it later on, and it comes up in a bir halacha. When a person drinks a little bit of kiddush, when you have a hagofen, then it patters all the rest of your drinks. How much do you have to have a hagofen for it to patter off the rest of your drinks? This is a question you have. The same shaylas been get hamaiti. If a person makes a hamaiti lechem in aretz and he has one crumb of challah, does he patter off all the rest of his food or not? Is there sheer? He's not going to be able to make it. He's not going to be able to bench. The question is, can everything be tuffle to that one crumb of amaiti? We take one drop, mamish, of wine. So wine passes up all your other drinks. You don't have to make it. If the person made kiddush and then he wants to have coke, he does not make a shackle on the coke. He doesn't make it whatever on his orange juice, whatever he's drinking afterwards. It's tuffle to your agafen. How much is it tuffle to? How much do you have to drink? Kimdumani, that the Mishnah Berurah is machriya later on. That, not later on, in Chilik Beis, that it's Mali Lugmov. Now, if you have a Mali Lugmov, then it's considered tuffle. If you don't have a Mali Lugmov, then it's not considered tuffle. To have one drop of wine and that everything else should be puttle, it can't be. It's not tuffle to your. There's a big shayla people got to clear. Is everything nichol in your bracha, is everything nichol in your achila? Is that how it works? When you say, I might say lechem in aret, the reason why everything is putter is because everything is nichol in lechem. And lechem is the most chashva thing. It refers to the suit that everything is nechal on that. Or it's tuffle be'etzem. Everything is tuffle to bread. So since your ikar suit is your bread, everything is tuffle to that. You have to have a kezayis. If you don't have a kezayis, then it's not going to be tuffle. Or it's tuffle to the bracha. That's the primu gazim to clear kimdumani in maybe kufsam aches or kufsam aches. Benching, you're not going to bench. That's always a shadow. What to do? What happens? Come shal shudis, and you wash, and you have a little bit of a kezayis, and you had less than a kezayis. And you had a bunch of other things. And now it comes time to bench. You can't bench because you don't have a kezayis. What are you supposed to do? The pashas, you have to make the bracha achreina of what you had. In that case. but we're getting a little sidetracked for brachas. The Ikra Halacha is that for free priya gofen, for kiddush on Friday night, mekadosh should have a mole lugmav, everybody else, mitzvah menamufkush, should have a little bit. If that's not possible, then at least a different person, if the mekadosh is not going to have a mole lugmav, then at least Chaim Yankel, one of the mitzvahim, should have a mole lugmav, and everybody else should drink mitzvah menamufkush a little bit, but they don't have to. And if even that's not possible, then everybody can be tsarif together to have a mole lugmav. You have a quarter of an ounce, and you have a quarter ounce, and you have a quarter ounce. Everybody has to drink it within kedei achilas pras. Mishabur is not makpe that you have to drink it in kedei achilas shlius revius, which is like 5 seconds. Rather, as long as you drink it all together within 4 minutes, that's okay. That's sif yudalev. Sif tezvav is the halacha of somebody that's makadish, and then before he gets to the kiddush, he starts saying something. Somebody came in and told him, the Yankees won, I don't believe it. And then he's like, whoops, I'm supposed to drink. Now what do I do? The same thing applies if he's holding his kiddush, and one of his kids decides to play Tarzan and swings from his elbow, and the entire kiddush goes, I've seen this happen. And the kiddush goes flying after he makes the bracha, before he's able to drink it. What is the halacha in such a case? So if your wine spills before you get a chance to drink it, the halacha is that you have to make a nate, pour yourself another cup of wine, and make a brave priya gafen, and drink it. Kiddush yoyetze, because the kiddush doesn't have to, kiddush has to be ala kreis. You had kiddush ala kreis. The problem is that you didn't drink your brave priya gafen. Make a new brave priya gafen and drink a kreis. If you had das to have wine in the middle of the sukkah, or you had wine lefonecha on the table, then you don't even have to make a new brave priya gafen, because it's kiddush of your mekadosh on that was in front of you. What's in front of you?
What?
By Nishbach. What happens if you made Kiddush and then you realize, oh, if you were Mitzir Das and got sent from it, you left the table, you forgot that somebody came to the door, and by the time you came back, your wine was spilled, you didn't have any wine, then in that case, you have to make a Yosemite Mekremit, Mr. Bruce says, you have to make an Ubre Priya Goffin, even if you had wine on the table. Dafka shlo yesir daite bin time. Kvar yotzmi mekoyim bin time. Koydim shetol mekoyit. Tzorch lachzu lekadish. Then you have to make a new kiddush. If you didn't drink and you're mitzir das, you have to make a new kiddush. Then there's halacha of if somebody made kiddush and he tasted it. This has also happened. It's not so uncommon. He tasted wine and it's totally bad. It went bad. It tastes like vinegar. And mamash tastes bad. Here it's more taste. It doesn't really get vinegary. It just tastes horrible. It's bubbly and it's. And there's a shell, whether or not you can make a brach on it. Can you make a brach often in such a case? So, if you found that it was water or it was vinegar, something which you can't be yoytzi your kiddush, then it's kilos. If you didn't make kiddush, you have to make new kiddush from the beginning to end on wine. However, if it was beer or if it was chamar medina, something else, and you're yoytzi your kiddush, and all you have to do is make a new brei priya gofen. Then all you have to do in that case is make a new brei priya gofen. The last halacha is that which you have to make a new kiddush if it was on vinegar or on water, that's not in the case where you didn't have wine in front of you on the table. Says Mr. Burr, if you had wine in front of you on the table, it's kilos if you're makadish on all the wine, even though what you had in your hand was water or vinegar. But since you had a bottle of wine on the table, then it's kilos if that was nichlal inside of your kiddush, and the kiddush went on that also, and therefore you do not have to make a new kiddush, or yaitse on that kiddush, you'd have to make a new brei gafen. You wouldn't, because your brei gafen is not also. You're yaitse in gansen on that. It happened actually this past Friday night, a similar case. My aunt was by me for Shabbos, and she can't have any alcohol. So, not even one drop. So the grape juice gets poured beforehand in a little cup. And then afterwards we pass the grape juice, but I'm making wine. And she won't even let not even a single drop inside. So I can't even be ma'ar of it inside. Is that kilo as if she's yitzi from the kiddush? Is she drinking from the kiddush? So the pasha is the kiddush, if it was there, pasha's ma'isa, the kiddush goes on the entire thing, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying. There's a kiddush, even pasha that could go even on the pas. Or Mr. Burp doesn't pass like that, goes on all the kiddush that's there, and therefore it's all nechshav yain of kiddush.